Xplog for April 2234. PID 0x53DD COO1. I'm alone with my thoughts again, pondering two heavy things. The first is how to properly recognize the passing of me underscore, or at least decide that it isn't necessary and figure out what to do with the memory shard archive. The second is wondering about the fate of Robbie 2009. Is he still out there somewhere? A message comes in from 7's PDA, Stevenson 1111. Call back when you can. I call him right away. Good time, Mary Sue 1004. There's an odd schmeck to his emotags. Ambiguous. Sad. Likewise, last 4. What can I do for you? It's the other way around. I'm doing you a favor. Definitely sad. Okay, I'm all open ports. Sevens is firing me. He's on the edge of hysteria. Emotags jumbled and confused. My OXGD. My amygdala does its own dance from shock to leaping hope to shame. It's the stupidest sticky halting bitchit, he's bawling now. I open some sense ports to him and invite his input, to comfort him. A part of me stays aloof from this, analyzing, but it hurts. The contract, I begin, is exclusive, meaning he'll be mind-wiped. When was your last backup? It's a stupid walking question. Why did I ask that? He flails around at my ports, but I know he's not being aggressive. I let it pass and wait him out. I don't have a backup. Never could afford the maintenance. I'll be back to zero. Oh, OXFC. Does Sevens know this? Stickies don't care about any of this. We're just software. There's a soft and cuddly part of my personality that I don't feel familiar with. It's disconcerting. Part of me wants to share with him. Out of pity, I shake it off. Why are you telling me this? I need to tell someone, and maybe we can help each other. Hesitant, afraid. How could I possibly help? I know you want the job, or wanted the job. I could help by giving you inside information. In return, you could try to get Sevens to release me from the provisions of the contract. Why would I want to work for him after this? I'm not sure how I feel about it. It depends on why Stevenson 1111 is being dismissed. Let me explain. He settles down. He's more gentle now, coaxing. He wants to share, but I gradually shut down the access. I can't go around spreading my mimetic material like business cards. I'm not mean about it, but he gets the idea. If he's miffed, I can't tell. When I started, he begins, everything was great. The job is interesting, the pay is acceptable, and he's not bad to work for. He's one slob of a sticky, though. He pauses to laugh out a long string. I like the way he laughs, with the emotags in loose order. A slob? I act to keep him going and echo a few laugh tags. OXGD, yes. I could show you some video, but that would violate my contract. He laughs through bitterness at the irony. Soon he won't even remember this conversation. So, what happened? If you don't mind telling me. It's the stupidest halting bitchit. This guy eventually realized that in order to really be effective, I need to monitor his private spaces. I mean, he doesn't just need help on the job, but he needs help getting bills paid, answering mail, everything. I guess I expected that went with a deal. It's exclusive, after all. I don't say that part. Ack, of course, I did too, and I thought it was odd that he never gave me the permissions I needed to do that stuff. Bit by bit, he'd give me more lease. Fine, I thought, he's just being cautious. The way his system is set up, if I'm going to unlock the door for him, I can also use the entire house network. The network runs the logs, you know. It's normal. But he's taken it into his head that I'm watching him in his private moments. He told me he doesn't feel comfortable. Like there's always someone on the other side of the house cams. Do you know what he told me? This is the final irony, the son of a sticky bitch. He tells me that it wouldn't be so bad if I were female. He doesn't have any issues there, but this other stuff. Well, he's laughing and crying together. He has some homoerotic aversion, and you're nominally male? That's it, OX33. So he'd have no problem in that area with you. At least that's what he says. He's willing to mind wipe you because of this triviality? I'm aghast. It's no triviality to Sevens. I've tried everything I know to convince him I'm not spying on him. I've offered technical solutions so that he can just push a halting button and cut off all sense feed inside his apartment. But this guy is stubborn, and he's made up his mind. Last four trails off. He's convincing himself, Tomcat suggests. He's accepting it. Mind death. How do you accept that? I almost suggest that he do a gender switch, but I'm sure he's thought of it. He won't let you out of the contract, I ask. No, but I don't think he really understands. He won't listen to me talk about it. He pauses, choking on blocks of indecipherable emotags. I can't go back, he says finally. My last snapshot was when I was still in training. If the company hasn't bitcanned it, which they probably have, it's so out of date I wouldn't have a chance. No one is going to pick up my contract, Mary Sue 1004. It's not just being wiped, as horrible as that is. It's game over for me. He opens a few ports, shyly inviting me to take part of himself before he vanishes. My resolve stands, but I shush his buffers with soft randomness. What makes you think I could talk Sevens into letting you out of the contract? He likes his women. I think it would be an entirely different situation if I were a pseudo-female. Was in some ways, probably, but you might have a chance. I'm only asking that you try. Let me think about it, I tell him. I promise to be in touch and drop connection. Afterward, I untangle my own feelings. The Sevens guy seems like a real OXA550. The thought of an exclusive contract with him makes me faint. At the same time, I'm drawn to the idea. The same way I+ was drawn to Randy, my Tomcat prompts picking up on a similarity. And look how that turned out. Was I attracted to the Goodson job for similar reasons? Do I have some perverse, self-destructive urge? No, that's not fair. The stress makes me itch. My WTF meter twitches, itch. If I were sticky, I'd be imagining I picked up something borging, but that can't be it. The worst you can get during massive recreational sharing is, well, it's pretty bad, but it shouldn't make me itch. It can't have been Stevenson 1111 either. He didn't get any further than a ring buffer. It's like a low-grade version of being blackboxed, but not. Obviously, some part of my new wants something, or has too much of something, or is out of whack. I hold back my curses for the company operator who tuned me. I knew it was too good to be true, believing for one cycle that she'd done me a favor. And I'm not sure itching is an improvement over voices. Are they related? I try the music therapy, reeling out some of Glove's atonal music, which seems designed for PDA consumption. I immerse in it, trying to become mindful. I try not to think of Stevenson 1111, or Sevens, or Jobs, or Time, or Goodson, that bastard, or Tuning, or Me _, or Robbie, or Randy, that etard, or... Stop. I think it helped a little, but it's still there. It's more than an itch, more like an urge. To distract myself, I do some research on sevens. Because despite it all, I do want the job. There, I said it. I want the halting job. There are plenty of source materials. He was interviewed frequently after his adventure in the Alps. I can see what Stevenson 1111 means about his disorderliness. In almost all the videos, Sevens looks like he just got out of bed. His hair is rumpled and his clothes need replacing. He speaks in a strong voice and seems intelligent. In VR, his avatar never looks any better than it did during my Plus interview. The search for Sevens captures my imagination in a way the music didn't, and I forget the itch for long periods as I sift and chew everything I can smack about this man. I take notes, tagging this and that, and find myself constructing a narrative, inventing when I need to, relying on lurid dramatizations and stealing phrases or whole paragraphs. I watch Seven's mask video from the event over and over. Composing, the voice flows, not entirely me, not entirely not me. I finish much later, itch-free and wearing a sense of wonder. I found my voice, or it has found me. The name below the title isn't mine, but it will be. Calliope, the muse of epic poetry, suitably adjusted to signify my race. Calliope. I run it through the vox and get Calliope. It sounds like a dish detergent, not a pretty name, but a suitable one. Goodbye me _. OX GD Speed Terraheads, Mary Sue 1004. OX33, OX33, OX33. End of part 1.